This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Friday, and that means it's time for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. I'm Andy Hart, joined by Paul Perillo, sporting his nice white Northeastern basketball golf shirt. He likes to sport that often in the summer. And we are in the summer, and that means it's time, Paul Perillo, for the signing of some draft picks, even though this has kind of lost its luster in the last year or so with slotted contracts and really little to no chance of holdouts and anything of any value. But the Patriots have begun to ink their draft picks. They got that underway with second round and happy to be second round pick Tavon Wilson. The cornerback, May 15th, officially signed his deal. That same day, they let go of first-year quarterback Mike Hartline, who was here apparently solely for rookie minicamp.
Turn off your Hartline.
Is that all you got there?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's a guy I had actually liked coming out of Kentucky.
We both
thought he might be a developmental guy, but they only apparently needed him to throw to the rookies in rookie minicamp and not make sure Chris Sims' arm didn't get sore.
It's probably one of those things. You bring him in for that purpose, and if he shows you some promise, during those couple of weeks leading up to that process, maybe you keep him around as a possibility. Evidently, he didn't show enough promise to do that, and they let him go.
The next rookie to sign his deal was seventh-round draft pick Jeremy Ebert, the wide receiver. That came on Thursday, officially announced from the team. So we'll skip past that because the big news of the week, well, two things. I want to talk about just a quick minor item. Reports from the Boston Globe that Dallas Clark, tight end, obviously, of Peyton Manning's favorite receiver with the Colts there, injured, visited the Patriots today, apparently, or in the last day or so. And I don't think it makes a lot of sense.
No.
You already have the best third tight end in football, the best first tight end in football, and Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez,
Certainly the best second tight end in football.
Probably. So a guy that drops a lot of passes. You and I have always sort of been kind of outside, I think, of the popular
He's a productive player, but not a great player in my mind. But certainly if I didn't have a wealth of riches that we do at tight end, and if a guy like that were available at this stage of free agency,
and he's not
I would
really
kick
that
the tires
versatile.
On him.
He's Aaron Hernandez. He's a slot tight end. I saw some people on Twitter kind of speculating due diligence, and if by chance he's still out there and later something happened to Hernandez and you need to sign somebody, who knows?
Same agent, by the way, as Bill Belichick,
yes.
Which is also part of that speculation that
sure.
was out there on the Globe report. So maybe Bill's trying to do,
drum
up a little interest in the guy.
But the bigger news of the week is also contract related, also related to a guy who catches a lot of passes, a favorite receiver. This time it's Tom Brady's favorite receiver.
Yeah.
Over the course of this last week, a lot happened on the Wes Welker front. First, he said, well, I think in this order, he said he wanted to go to minicamp and he probably would be there. He had nine and a half million reasons to not miss time during the season. Then he actually signed the franchise tender of 9.5 million reasons why he didn't want to miss time during the regular season. And then a day or two later, he told the Boston Herald, Karen Garigian, who does a great job tracking these sorts of things down, that things have, quote, gotten worse in negotiations of late, and that the offer on the table, he said, was less than the reported or worse than the reported two-year $16 million fully guaranteed offer that the Globe reported quite some time ago had come during the regular season.
Right.
So we have a good idea that Wes Welker is going to be with the Patriots this year because he signed the franchise tender. So
almost definitely.
Correct.
I mean, I would say 99.9% to use your kind of numbers where you just throw them out there.
But beyond that, where do we stand with Wes Welker?
You know, that's a great question. And you're right. A lot has happened, but nothing has really changed, if that makes any sense, during the course of the week. And I thought you did a good job of summarizing it. But what it leads – I mean, I think there's really almost no chance that he's not a part of the team in 2012. But right now I think it sort of looks like the Patriots don't seem to have the urgency to make sure that he is part of the team in 2013 and beyond. That perhaps that's unfair. It might just be part of negotiation, and they're just doing what they need to do to figure out where the next step is. But right now, where it leaves Wes Welker, I think he's going to play for $9.5 million. I think he stands to make at least that much somewhere next year, but I'm not sure he's going to get that long-term deal that he covets here in New England. I unless he takes a little bit less, and I don't think he wants to take less, I think he's going to end up going. It's one of the, I talked to you about this off the air. This is a rare time for me. I see both sides. I think Welker is very much deserving of a lucrative long-term deal, and I think the Patriots are very smart to want to be cautious in not giving him that at age 31, coming off all those hits that he's taken over the years. You wonder how much shelf life there is left there.
The other two updates to the story, and this is clearly a fluid situation, and we need to remember that. It's an ongoing negotiation, and we've seen these roller coasters before. You know, Ty Law called Bill Belichick a liar, and then all of a sudden,
what's up, Bill?
And, you know, Logan Mankins could never play here again, and now he's a team leader and $50 million happier. So, you know, we have to ride the roller coaster that is this negotiation, but reports today indicated that the team was quote-unquote unhappy that Welker had talked about his contract situation in the media and kind of brought numbers into it and that thing. And then Welker tweeted out later today, on Friday the 18th, that, you know, don't believe the hype. Everybody wants to make a story out of something. So who knows where this will end up. I had been hopeful when he signed the tender that there was a deal coming. You know, something, you know, 3 years, $30 million, 4 years, $35 million, something in that range. I don't know if I am quite as confident that that's the case today. I think you may be right. This may go into the season with him playing under the franchise tag, and it'll be interesting to see how that affects things, affects his role. You know, if anything, I have no fear that he's not going to, you know, give his best. That's no. part of what
well,
is being held against him.
It doesn't make any sense for him.
He has no desire to hold out. He has no desire, listening to his comments the other day, to miss a single rep of minicamp because he wants to show them and prove them. And, you know, I'm not sure that you can prove much more than 547 catches or whatever it is over the last 5 years. Right. So you're going to get Wes Welker's best at 31 years old, which probably means you're going to get 100 catches plus, and you see where it goes from there. But good news, I guess, the bottom line for Patriots fans is you have Wes Welker. You can pencil in your 100 catches for this year.
Yeah, and he doesn't make any sense for him not to give his best, because if he wants to, you know, turn his back on the team, he's going to be looking for his next contract, and it's in his best interest to go out and put up another 100-catch season to get that next contract.
Or force them into franchising you next year for 10.5 or whatever it is, 10 and change, the 25% raise or whatever it is. So, you know, at worst, he could make potentially 2 years, $20 million, which is better than what he says they have on the table for him. So, you know, he needs to perform his best to make money here or elsewhere moving forward. But that is the story. As I said, boil it all down, you have Wes Welker. Week one, you're going to have him against the Tennessee Titans.
What we have going forward, I don't really know.
We'll find out. And when we find out more information, as I said, a fluid situation, we'll be here every Friday to talk about it on the Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. The rookies starting to get in the fold.
One more reported. Matter of fact, Fonzie Dennard, he's even tweeted it. We have not gotten an official release on that, but he says he's all inked up as well.
And they'll contract, not a tattoo.
Yeah, no, contract. We're talking about the contracts.
And they'll all be here. Don't worry. We'll announce them when they come over the wire from the Patriots PR department. Until then, enjoy the beautiful weather. Enjoy the football news that's coming fast and furious. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Talk to you next Friday. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.